Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. A little drier than we were yesterday.
Yeah, it's a little bit off and on rainy yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't really get a lot. I suppose if you look at the numbers as far as how much rain was recorded around the area yesterday, you're probably shocked because it seemed like it rained just all day long and never stopped. And it really didn't amount to a whole lot. Most of the time it was raining, it was very, very light.
Yeah.
Didn't really get a whole lot. What did we get here?
Yeah, just 2,800s here. Messina reported a little bit more, though they had 87,100s.
Ooh, yeah, they did have a little bit more. Yeah, it, for the most part, was kind of a polite rain. I think you'd probably still play the baseball game right through the rain if you got started. The problem was a lot of ball games around here, softball and baseball games, never got started, so never happened much. So that's kind of the deal for that. But no, the weather forecast looks a little bit better now for the next few days.
Yeah.
Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us a little bit about W&S Appliance this morning. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. I've got a few used items at 4 used electric ranges, 1 used gas range. Excuse me. Got an older, large 18-cubic-foot chest freezer. Works good. $85 will buy it. 5 used refrigerators. 3 used built-in dishwashers. All fully guaranteed. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got a matched washer dryer set in. Used power vent water heater, natural gas. Got in a used 40-gallon natural gas water heater, only 2.5 years old. You can save a bunch on this. And 1 small used 6,000 BTU air conditioner. Got dehumidifiers in stock. These are new and 50-pint models. Do have a pretty good selections of room air conditioners in stock. Water heaters are made in the United States, gas and electric. We deliver, install, and hold the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Full line of freestanding ranges on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. This is one of the things I love to do each year. Because one of my favorite things, period, actually two of my favorite things, the Iowa State Fair and food. I do enjoy both of those things.
They go together pretty well, too.
Oh, boy, do they. You know, I think that's one of the reasons it's not so awkward and obnoxious having to go to the Iowa State Fairgrounds and do so much walking. It's because you pretty much need to work off all the calories that you keep ingesting as you wander around the state fair. You know, just when you think that they've pretty much tapped it all out, right? What else could you come up with? I mean, you can only come up with so many new foods, right? They have a lot more this year that's new at the fair. New foods this year at the Iowa State Fair, things that you should look forward to if you head to the state fair this year, things like apple pie on a stick. How does that not fall apart?
I don't know.
I have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Bruschetta. Not really seeing that as a state fair thing, but
yeah,
it's a little too
a hot one.
Yeah, it's a little too foo-foo for the state fair, isn't it? How about the cattleman's steak wrap? Now that sounds state fair like. The chocolate dipped strawberries on a stick. That seems fair enough. Corn in a cup. Of course, at the Iowa State Fair, if you're not going to put it on a stick, you put it in a cup, I suppose. Deep-fried cherry pie. How about deep-fried nacho balls? They have a donut sundae. Well, those are two good things squished together. A golden-fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick. Do you like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, I do.
Well, there you go. Maybe a fun way to enjoy it. A gluten-free corn dog. Not sure how you muster that. But they figured it out. Yeah. A kernel cluster, a pumpkin spice funnel cake, also new this year, toasted coconut caramel cluster. Take the coconut out, and I'm all over that, but I'm not a coconut fan. This one. How could you go wrong with this? I don't know what it is, but it just sounds good. The ultimate bacon brisket bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Kaboom. That's going to go boom in your belly. This is just makes sense. If you're going to have an ultimate bacon brisket bomb, you got to follow it up with 27-degree super chilled beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then also the newest Fair Square flavor this year, the chocolate marshmallow malt. Now, some more about some of those things. The corn in a cup. What is corn in a cup?
Corn in a cup?
Well, that's pretty good. Good guess there. It's a heaping portion of grilled Iowa sweet corn cut straight off the cob. It's the best of Iowa's corn crop mixed with pork chorizo, butter, some kind of cheese I've never heard of, lime juice, sour cream, mayo, and what they call magic dust.
Uh-oh.
sounds like something Disney created. The corn stand's secret spice is all they say about that. They say it's considered the caviar of Iowa.
Sounds good to me.
You can find their booth in the Ruan Plaza if you're looking for that. The toasted coconut caramel cluster. Some of these, you know, the names are pretty self-explanatory anyway, yeah. But they say it's a delicious combination of toasted coconut, caramel fudge, and bits of pretzel. It's frozen on a stick, freshly dipped in chocolate when it's ordered. It's the perfect treat for an August day. They say this sweet and salty goodness will be available at the dipped in chocolate stand on the outside of the livestock pavilion. There you go. The ultimate bacon brisket bomb. Now, you know you're curious. Mm-hmm. You know you want to know about
that one.
They say it features 8 ounces of fresh brisket trimmings infused with a light jalapeno cheese, blended with seasonings, wrapped in bacon. Then it's smoked and lightly sauced in a homemade sweet chili barbecue sauce. And as if it couldn't get any better, this is 100% gluten-free for those who have sensitivities. And it can be found at the Rib Shack in Walnut Square at the fair.
Doesn't sound unpleasant.
No, not so much. Not so much. And see, all of these are also part of the new foods contest that they have each year as well, so folks can vote. Now, some of those other items that they have that are new this year, the apple pie on a stick. I mean, I'm just, you know, you vision this in your head, and you just picture it's just a, you know, pie slice piece of apple pie, and somebody shoved a stick through it, and you walk around and eat it that way. That's what you're thinking, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of what you have in your mind. They say it's sliced apples dipped in a funnel cake batter and apple pie spicing, deep fried, and then topped with cinnamon sugar. Served with a side of caramel and 3 apple wedges. Actually, doesn't sound too bad at all.
Not bad.
I was just picturing that slice of apple pie with a stick shoved.
That's all over the place.
Not exactly how it looks, no. It just does. The Cattleman's Steak Fajita Wrap. It's a juicy, marinated, certified Angus beef, traditional peppers and onions, lettuce and cheese, all wrapped in a flour tortilla, and topped with a chipotle mayo. Yes, please. Mm-hmm. That sounds fine. Deep-fried nacho balls. What are deep-fried nacho balls? Well, seasoned ground beef, jalapenos, and cheddar cheese rolled up in a nacho cheese Dorito crust. Deep-fried and served with nacho cheese dipping sauce.
Mm. Sounds dangerous.
It could be. Remember, it's usually very hot and humid at the state fair, too. Some of the stuff may not go down quite as well as you had hoped.
Might need a map of the nearest facilities.
Let's see. Some of the other new foods that they have this year and where you can find them. Remember, we mentioned the chocolate marshmallow malt fair square. You can get that at the fair stand at the northwest corner of the administration building. Parlo Pizza near Godfather's Barn is where you can find the bruschetta, if that's something that interests you. The deep-fried cherry pie. I don't have a description of it, but I could just imagine. And it's at the Fife Concessions in front of the grandstand. If you're going to hit the fair and you want that donut sundae, that's available at Ford's Concessions in Walnut Square. The golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick, that's available at Veggie Table on the north side of the Varied Industries building. That's west of the main entrance. The gluten-free corn dog is available at Campbell's Concessions. That's at the northwest corner of the Varied Industries building. And the Colonel Cluster, that's available at Snappy Popcorn, which is north of the Animal Learning Center and east of Little Hands on the Farm. So if you're familiar with the state fairgrounds, and so many folks are, as they made so many trips down there over the years, that's where you can find some of those different items during the course of 2015. So when you go to the state fair, how do you make your plans? You know, I usually make my plans around the food. Yeah. Some people plan their day because, they have tickets to the show that night in the grandstand, or maybe they want to hit a couple of the free shows at different times during the day. They're looking through the program thinking, all right, well, we can go to this ride, or we can go do this thing. Then I want to see the exhibits in this building, and then we hit this and hit that. Mm-hmm. I'm just the opposite. You flip mine over. Mine is a list of the foods that I'm really interested in trying, and I want to make sure I don't miss, and I've got to get over there.
Yeah.
You know, they never mention the mini donuts made hot and fresh right there in front of you. That's always my first stop.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Fair season is almost here. Mm-hmm. You know what comes after fair season? Diet season.
Yeah.
Time to go out and exercise. All right. Well, Got the pallet moving this morning. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got chest and upright freezers, some 5-3, including 22 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, and built-in and convertible portable. Very good selections of refrigerators in stock by a variety of brands, colors, side-by-sides, two-door top freezer models, French door top freezer models, bottom freezers, and, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean use working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, top load and front load, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG with tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. They've introduced some new models. They've increased that warranty from 3 years to 5 years, and that also is a complete 100% warranty. Stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today, Jim.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I see you as a pork chop on a stick kind of a guy.
Sounds good.
Something simple and always tasty. Very good. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.